99.70 JX. All right, let's get to a stupid fact of the day real quick. This is where we find random things on the internet, run them through a very vigorous verification process.
Oh, it's the lightest verification process ever.
I just check to make sure it's on more than one website. And then bring them to you as fact. This is interesting. If you toast your white bread, it makes it healthier than if it's untoasted.
Really? Why? What's it do?
So there's this doctor. He's explaining why toasting this white bread makes it healthier. And there's some doctor terms and big words, but it's all about, like, I guess the starch and all that. And his name is Dr. Karen Rajan.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it, and then defrost it, and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
Yeah, so it says it causes more retrograded starch, which is better for you than not.
It keeps you fuller longer,
yeah,
too.
And I would have,
I like that.
I would have never guessed, like, looking at a piece of bread, hey, if you toast it, by the way, it's healthier for you.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, so.
Which, you know what? I always enjoyed toasting my bread and then making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich out of it.
I'll tell you what, that is one of life's delicacies right there.
It is. It's a little life hack.
Yeah, a little toasted bread, a lightly toasted bread, peanut butter and jelly. Mmm.
That, come to think of it, any sandwich I make, I toast the bread first. I've been doing it right the whole time.
Look at you. You've been doing healthy habits without even knowing it.
I didn't even know it.
I got to be honest, though. There's something to be said about just the untoasted white bread, peanut butter, and jelly.
Sure.
I mean,
tasty.
It's kind of gooey, tasty. It sticks to the roof of your mouth.
It does. It does feel stickier.
That's more of like a unhealthy treat as opposed to the toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich where you're saying, hang on.
Yeah.
Doing it for the health.
Yeah. It's a cheat day if you don't toast it.
It's a cheat day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Has anyone ever like started a toaster cooking show where it's just nothing but toaster stuff?
I mean, do you remember the old Hall of Fame boxer George Foreman and
yes.
his George Foreman grill.
He had one.
Yeah, he had an entire cooking show about what you could cook on his George Foreman grill.
I used it incessantly. I had the little bun warmer on top. That was cool. When I was single, I used that a lot.
Yeah, you could make like panini sandwiches. So
yes.
in a sense, that's kind of like a toasting
show. That's not
show.
Like a toaster show, though. I'm just wondering, this could be an untapped vein in cooking shows, right? Nothing but toaster foods.
Is Damaris Phillips listening? Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe
someone needs to tap into that.
Chef Edward Lee. I mean, we got some good chefs here in Louisville.
I mean, maybe
Louisville.
Toaster and microwave just to expand it a little bit, like a toaster microwave cooking show. Yeah. I could probably do that.
Yeah, so
I'm just saying I'm available.
As you are looking at some breakfast items, perhaps toasting your white bread,
yeah.
you can feel better about knowing that you are giving yourself some more retrograded starch. You're
yep.
going to be fuller longer, and it's
yep.
going to be better for your gut health.
Yes, it's going to break your sugar. Your body's going to break down the sugar more gradually. That's better.
Yeah. Look
That's
at that.
Great.
You never thought that you would learn one single thing from this show, and now
no.
you have.
Health Corner.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's why it's called your stupid fact of the day here.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And we want to hook you up with a special like meet and greet and performance by Alex Warren. Maybe you know that dude from your For You page, but he's coming to Louisville next Thursday. And we want to hook you up with meet and greets for that. Show, and you can get in there, WDGX.com, tap win on that. All right, hey, coming up, It's a little joke action. You laugh, you lose. On the way in just a few minutes here on 99.7 EJX. It's Taylor.
You laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where we just sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. And Kelly!
Yeah, show us the trophy. Look at
it. He has been in possession of this trophy now for a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like she feels more comfortable with me. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Holds a 2-game lead. You laugh, you lose. You ready for jokes? Okay.
I'm ready for jokes. Are you ready for jokes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You guess?
I guess. That's what we got to do in this segment.
Listen, if that's a psychological warfare that you're launching on me, I can handle it.
Noted.
Okay.
All right, you laugh, you lose. Losers go first. That'd be me. Uh-huh. You know, Kelly, what do you call a man that has been married and divorced multiple times?
I don't know.
Lord of the Rings.
Cute.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Someone keeps sending me flowers with the heads cut off.
Oh.
I think I'm being stalked.
Yeah. Want to hear my joke about time travel?
I do.
Nah, never mind. You wouldn't like it anyway. Sorry I messed that up. Hey, you want to hear my joke about time travel?
Uh-huh.
Never mind. You didn't like it anyway.
That's better. That works out better. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm reading a horror book in Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad is going to happen. I can feel it.
Kelly, I recently bought a toilet brush.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, long story short, I'm switching back to paper.
Ouch. Ouchie.
Gets all the nooks and crannies, though.
Sure does. And crevices. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My friend Jack says he can communicate with vegetables.
Oh.
Jack and the beans talk.
That they do. Kelly, what makes a UPS driver a good comedian?
What makes a UPS driver a good comedian?
He knows a lot about delivery. Waka, 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 waka.
That's great.
Thank you.
By the way, Barbara's calling you out that you're getting your jokes from TikTok. Listen, Barbara, we're not saying we make them up. We're saying we find the best ones that we can.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Boss told me to have a good day.
Yeah?
So I went home.
All right.
Yep.
Bold move there, Kay.
Yep.
So, I got kicked out of... Oh, I can't do that one yet.
Are you going to save it?
Our local pizza guy.
Uh-huh.
I've been arrested for selling drugs, Kelly.
Ooh.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. I've been a loyal customer for years. Honestly, had no idea he was selling pizzas.
Wow. Wouldn't be surprised if LMPD's knocking at your door later. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
What would Wonder Woman and Spider-Man name their business?
What?
Amazon Web Services.
Yes. Yes. You know, I heard there was a 43-year-old man admitted to the hospital.
Ooh.
Yeah, he came in with 9 plastic horses shoved up his rectum.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, he was listed in stable condition.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
The recruiter told me that the pay starts at $40,000.
Oh.
But can go up to $80,000 later.
Wow.
So I decided to start later.
Yeah, you want to go for that 80 grand.
Isn't that smart?
Yeah. Kelly, I'm really kind of embarrassed to admit this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got kicked out of Hobby Lobby.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was dipping my testicles in glitter. I got pretty nuts while I was there.
I can see why they kicked you out.
Not allowed back.
Banned for life.
Asked me to leave.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Is butt cheeks one word?
I don't know.
Or should I spread them apart?
That's good. So, Kelly, I was breastfed till 3.
That paints a picture.
But enough about my day. How was yours?
It's the face. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
It's another one my kids found me. What's big, brown, and behind the wall?
What?
Humpty's dump.
All I had to do was hold out. I knew that was going to get you. I knew that was going
to
get you.
I didn't get to it last week. Oh, dang it.
Took your own self out.
I was trying to get through that. I was trying to.
Well, I will take back this trophy. Gladly.
Whatever.
And I would kindly ask Hobby Lobby to please allow me to go back into your store at some point.
They're not letting you back in. Not letting you back in at all. Banned for life. Banned for life.
All right. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Now, Kelly, explain what a setting the bar story is.
Well, this is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, def. And there are a lot of professions, as we said, where it's important to double check your work. You know, everything from even if you're checking a bag at the drive-thru before you hand it to the customer to, you know, making sure you're operating on the right patient, you know?
Oh, yes. I mean, all of those are very important to make sure you got the details right.
Yeah, it runs the spectrum. So if you can manage to make it through the day without taking the roof off the wrong house, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's a big oopsie.
Yeah, this happened about a month ago. His family just came home to find that a contractor had accidentally removed their entire roof.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
The only thing that was left was a tarp with no explanation except a letter.
A letter?
Yeah, which just said
oopsie, sorry, we got the wrong address.
Yeah, just kind of said that there had been some sort of miscommunication, and they were sent to the wrong address.
And that's why we left you a nice tarp.
Yeah, so
hope it doesn't rain.
So Jessica,
we'll fix it,
is the homeowner, and she's just like, it's been a nightmare. For an entire month.
My daughter came home from school to find that people were removing the roof of our house. It was a mistake. It should have been fixed, but no one will do it.
Yeah, well,
one will do it?
The company said that they will make it right, but nothing has happened yet.
Like, they need to make it right immediately. Yeah. This family has no roof.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm fired up for them.
Oh,
give me the number. I'll call.
Oh, okay.
That's insane. Like, you bring back Well, here's the bright spot. When they do finally get it'll be a new roof. Those are pricey. Yeah. And they will not be paying for it, right?
Well, that's the plan, right?
Yeah. They just need to, like, that needs to get moved up on the priority list of their jobs. Or maybe do we find someone else to put it on, because obviously, hey, I don't know. Do you trust the company that mistakenly took off your roof to put another roof back on?
Well,
I was going to say,
you're probably not going to be able to get a complimentary roof.
I mean, what does insurance do in this? Is that covered? Like accidental roof removal?
Yeah,
I
don't think so.
Is there a clause? I better check my policy.
I don't think so.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah, again.
Oh, what a nightmare.
A lot of professions where it's important to double check your work. I'd say construction would probably be one of them.
Oh, that's really big. Yes, addresses for the work sites should absolutely be checked, rechecked. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there you go. Side of the bar on 99.7 DJX. All this week, the stories of the unexplained, the unknown, and then, you know, just some random spooky things that we want to throw at you. I mean, I thought it might be fun to start with something that is a little bit more tame. Like, what non-scary phrase sounds odd, funny even, when said in a scary voice?
Okay, for example.
You look lovely.
Ew, creepy. Yeah, big creepy factor with that one. Yeah.
So, like, non-scary things said in a scary voice.
That tastes delicious.
All right, yeah. Can I smell your hair?
No, you cannot. Nope, nobody, nope, nope, no smelling of the hair.
Or,
step away, sir.
Can I smell you?
No, you cannot, no,
I guess that's just a creepy saying anyways.
It's, yes, all together, just super creepy when you say it like that, yeah. Right. It just, you could just say, can I smell you? No, that's going to be a no for me too, just saying it like that. I love you. You love me. Mm-hmm.
We're a happy family.
Nope. Not like that, sir. Step away.
With a great big hug.
No, I don't want a hug. Nope, step away.
Doing the whole nope. Barney thing as a horror movie.
So weird.
Yeah, I know. Non-scary things said in a scary voice. Got a message from a listener. It's a love story. Baby, just say yes.
Oh, wow. Now we're quoting Taylor lyrics. And that's, yeah. That sounds a little bit more aggressive.
Oh, this is a good one. All right. These are non-scary things said in a scary voice.
I'm hungry.
Ew. Oh, don't eat me. I feel like that's very Hansel Gretel-y, right? Doesn't it? Oh.
Another one.
It's biscuits. It's gravy.
Okay. That's not as bad. Like, I'm kind of perking up biscuits and gravy. Sounds delicious.
You're like, all right, hey, you know what? Going? Knock off the evil voice, but you know what? I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I'll meet you at IHOP. Ooh, Stacy just rolled in with one.
Wanna play?
That answer's no. I'm going to say no to that because you're creepy.
Another one.
Mommy.
No! Nope. Get away, creepy kid. Oh, my gosh.
Or
daddy.
Nope. Nobody. Nope. 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 Nope.
Non-scary things said in a scary voice.
Mike says,
let's hold hands.
I don't think so. I'm feeling like no.
Here's another one.
Is Becky coming over?
What happened to Becky? I automatically think something happened to Becky.
Why? Wait, is she? I don't know. Just wellness check on Becky.
Wellness check on Becky. Oh my gosh.
Non-scary things said in a scary voice.
By the way, Jacqueline thinks you sound like the killer from Scream.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I hear that a little bit.
Yeah.
I hear that a little bit.
Oh, Chris says,
you can't eat just one.
Once
I think we're
pop,
talking about Lay's potato chips, and that's true. But then when you say it like that, it sounds weird.
Here's another one.
Moisturize your skin.
Nope, nope. It puts the lotion in the skin. That is so Silence of the Lambs. Nope, get out of here with that.
Yeah, Hunter with another one.
You smell good.
Yeah, no smelling.
Yeah, the whole smelling thing.
Smelling.
You can just make that sound creepy anyways.
It's always creepy. Someone wants to smell you. Nope.
Oh, one last one from Teresa.
Will you be my friend?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Thank you for asking.
It's non-scary phrases that just kind of sound funny when you say them in a scary voice.
Scary whispery voice.
Like,
honey, I'm home.
Okay. I don't know if I like that. I don't know.
Or something like
chicken or beef.
I don't know. What else is with that? I just all right. Sammy said,
would you like a drink?
Oh. A drink of what exactly? I'm not really sure. Automatically I'm just it's suspect.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Mike rolls in.
Let's go for a ride.
Where are we going? I don't know about that. Uh-uh.
Again, these are non-scary phrases, but then when you add a scary voice to them, mm-hmm. take on a different meaning.
Here's one.
You're gonna eat your cornbread?
No, seriously, I'm asking because I want it.
Cornbread's delicious.
Cornbread is delicious.
My answer is yes.
Yeah. Even if you are in a spooky, scary voice, yep. If you're a ghost chef trying to give me some cornbread, okay,
hands
yes.
off. That's mine.
That's my cornbread. My cornbread.
Oh, another mic says,
you're my best friend.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine being alone?
No.
It's dark.
No.
And you just hear a, you're my best friend.
Who is that? Who is that? Nope. I already got a best friend. Nope, nope. Nope, nope.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this one from a movie,
Wanna play?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's from Scream, isn't it?
Well, yes. I think it's Wanna Play a Game. And then, did Chucky say that? I feel like Chucky the murdery doll
Chucky,
said something like that, too.
The murdery doll.
Maybe.
Wanna play?
Yeah. Either way, the answer is no. When you're saying it like that, like, no. It's not like, you know, say, hey, you wanna play a game of Uno? No, that is not. When you say it like that, I'm out.
Yeah, non-scary things said in a scary voice.
I'm thirsty.
Well, then go get a drink far away from me.
Yeah. Don't drink anything of mine.
Nope. Nope.
Anthony rolls in.
Let's see what's in the garage.
I don't want to see what's in the garage. I feel like, no, I don't need to see what's in the garage. When you say it like that.
Or,
come to the garage.
Nope, not come to the garage. Nope.
Or,
that's exactly where I'm not going.
Let's see what's in the trunk.
Oh, nothing's in the trunk. Ooh, ooh, not the trunk. Oh, keep that trunk closed. That's got what's in the box vibes, doesn't it? You know, seven.
Yeah, just some non-scary phrases said in a scary voice make things sound a little different. Larry,
walk this way.
Nope, not going there. Nope. Oh, listen, Jared. He's trying to be funny.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Listen, listen, that's not creepy. That is marriage. And it's a wonderful, lovely thing.
Marriage. Bethany,
you want to have a slumber party in my basement?
Or just
come down to the basement.
No, nope, I'm not going to the basement when you're saying it like that. Nobody, nope, nope, not going there.
Would you like your meat in the bag?
No. Oh, well, you know what? Keep the meat.
Keep it. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 EJX. So Chastity, we spoke to her last week. She was concerned with her best guy friend. Being 29 and never having felt the intimate touch of another person.
Oh.
So she's like, hey, keep feelings out of it. Maybe just get him on board. See what happens, right? Update. Next. 99.7 EJX. So we spoke to Chastity last week. She had a predicament where she was concerned her best guy friend, 29, virgin. She was thinking, you know what? Let's keep feelings out of it. Why don't I just help him with that?
Right. Let's just get the first time out of the way so that he doesn't have to worry about that as he's trying to navigate the dating world. Because I think there have been some, he'd run into an issue where some women didn't want to be the first, wanted him to have some experience.
Right. And she says, look, he's not gay. He's awkward around women. Can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. And so she's like, I've never felt anything romantic for him, but I've been friends with him a long time.
Right. I care about him. I just want to help him out.
Now, I said, go for it. Do it this weekend and
tell us about it
because I'm weird like that. Kelly.
So many people were just like, listen, no, it can change things.
It's risky. Yeah.
Yes. It can change the dynamic between you. You may think that it wouldn't and that you can keep feelings out of it, but you just don't know. And once that happens, you kind of can't go back.
You can't go back, yeah. Right? That box has been opened.
Okay.
We got an update.
Okay. So, hey, Ben and Kelly. Wow, the response was more than I anticipated.
Okay.
I told you that you hadn't ever had an issue like mine before. I even had several friends text me over the weekend saying they knew that you guys were talking about me, LOL.
Okay.
Anyways, I know why you reached back out to me, so here's the update. We did hang out last weekend. I still hadn't made up my mind whether I was going to go for it or not. I definitely thought about the, quote, clinical side of things and thought that may be awkward and weird, but mm-hmm. it would get done what needed to get done and keep feelings in check. Again, let me reiterate to you all, I had no romantic feelings toward him.
Yeah, we were talking about just make it very clinical, like this goes here, that goes there, and
like,
let's...
Like a teacher and student.
Right.
Which, that's not a really good... Anyway.
Costumes.
Inappropriate. I wanted this to be just one friend helping out another friend. Neither one of us is seeing anyone. So, you know, that's all it would be.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to come over and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We were planning on grilling out, having a few drinks, maybe playing some cards like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
He came over and the drinks started flowing.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's premature. Sorry.
You're assuming.
I am assuming. I'm
telling myself the whole time we're just friends hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Stop.
Right. Sorry.
Instead of cards, I suggest we play... we play Twister.
No, come on. Come on. We play Twister? Come on now. We know where this is going.
So we started playing. I can tell you we didn't finish the game. I don't know what color means to take your clothes off, but before we both knew it, that's what we landed on, and that's what happened. Right there on the twister mat.
Right, what?
Right on the twister mat.
Oh,
right then and there.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awkward, but at the same time, it wasn't.
Oh.
He made a joke about never playing that version of Twister before. After about an hour, we decided we were hungry and made some sandwiches again.
Oh.
I told you we were just friends. It had been for a long time. And I had no romantic feelings towards him. Until this weekend.
Oh, buddy.
After a weekend filled with the sandwich making,
mm-hmm.
I think I was fooling myself into thinking we didn't already have feelings for each other.
Mm.
We did talk about what happened. We both agreed to give us a shot. So I guess we're boyfriend-girlfriend now.
Oh.
I never would have pictured myself with him, but because he's not the type of guy I usually go for, but here we are.
Wow.
I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little scared of us not working out and him not being a friend anymore, but there's no turning back now.
That's true.
Wish us luck. Thank you both for giving me the confidence to make this leap.
Look at that.
Give her the anthem.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. My gosh.
Woo!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you touch my butt.
Okay, stop. Stop.
So,
what color is? Take your clothes off.
I know, right? I know. I was going to say.
Is that red?
Red, maybe. Green.
Blue.
No, it's probably green.
Is it green?
It's probably green.
The green light.
It's probably green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We
okay.
played Twister. What an opening.
You know what? Tonight, let's not play Uno. Let's play Twister.
Yeah. What do you say? We've had some margaritas.
That is great. We're going to have great balance. That's a perfect choice after the margs.
Yeah. Well,
it's so great.
I feel a little too voyeuristic in my brain because I've pictured the scene play out in my brain.
Was Twister involved in your brain?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. But I mean, what a door to open, right?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, if there was going to be a way to ease into that.
Well, they did.
They did.
They did.
Bethany's all like, LMAO, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this is great.
Chastity, you.
What a good friend. Yeah. She's a really good friend.
You are a really good friend.
She really gets the best friend award.
You are the best of friends.
You know what? I feel like this has like really great potential because of the solid foundation of their friendship in the beginning.
I feel like I had said that last week where I was like, you know, good friends are a great place to start a romantic relationship.
Right.
So,
and so is a twister mat.
So apparently is some drinks and a twister mat. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Chastity.
Oh, and invite us to game night.
Wow. Invite us to game night. Had this thought the other day. You know when people say, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be funny to think about things that are just innocent comments, but they sound a little dirtier when you end it with, if you know what I mean?
Well, when you say it kind of like that too, yeah. If you know what I mean. It's got a little bit of a tone to it.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were talking about the dishwasher. And my wife's like, I'll load it, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. I'm not sure what you mean. Are you actually going to load it?
Yeah,
or is that a euphemism or
what
something else?
Or what are we talking about?
What's happening?
Right. Right. Like, I'll lick the plate clean, if you know what I mean.
That's weird. You mean the literal plate or?
Right. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Innocent comments.
That sound a little suspect, a little dirty.
Yeah. If you end it with, if you know what I mean. June texts us and says, I'll give you a ride. If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. Oh, wow, June. That does sound extra sassy. Wow. Oh, dang. She knocked it out of the park with that one.
Another text. He really stuffed that pork chop. If you know what I mean. Oh my gosh, another text that just came in. I need you to read this, Kelly.
Okay. Oh, God. text message said, I had sausage for breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Giggity.
It could literally be sausage links.
Right. I ate the whole sausage, if you know what I mean.
All right, stop with the sausage. Oh, my God.
That's a big sausage, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
That's a spicy sausage.
I am never at breakfast sausage or...
That sausage hardly fit in my mouth.
Stop!
If you know what I mean.
Stop! People are just tuning in and they're wondering what is happening. What is happening?
No. I'll rotate your tires, if you know what I mean.
It does make it sound a little sassier.
Oh.
Oh.
Another
I'd knock something loose.
Oh my gosh, Katie. Yeah, I'm coming. If you know what I mean. Oh my
God. I'm covering my face. I'm so beat red right now.
I love.
Oh my gosh. Oh God. Here we go. Got a text message. I got a couple for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about that was a tasty taco, if you know what I mean. Or that was a good stuffed burrito, if you know what I mean. I think pretty much any food is not safe if you know what I mean, behind it. No food is safe.
I'd love something to eat.
Oh, gosh.
If you know what I mean.
This is quickly getting like super uncomfortable. Super Tammy, I don't know. I don't think I can say that.
Your hole is big in your yard. If you know what I mean.
Oh, no. No.
I just enjoy the fact that our sense of humor is not lost on you.
Brittany's like, good thing you're doing this bit when the kids are still asleep, y'all.
If you know what I mean.
This is so bad.
My tongue hurts, if you know what I mean.
Stop. Stop.
Kelsey.
I just got to stop. I'm at a McDonald's drive-thru, if you know what I mean.
I'll have the Big Mac, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
Kelsey texted, just pulled into her driveway. If you know what I mean. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's just not. No, we can't.
Oh, my gosh.
No more. No more. We've already, like, leaped over the line, I think, 50 times. We can't. And again, it's innocent. Just, if you know what I mean, innocent. And then the first part of whatever you throw it at us, innocent. Well, you put it together, it sounds real bad. Real bad.
Abby Texan. Go ahead.
No, I'm not saying that.
It's an innocent thing.
It could be literally the back door's open.
If you know what I mean.
This is horrific. Tammy, she can't drive. She's laughing and crying. Stop. We have to stop this. Stop it.
And then he fed my cat, if you know what I mean. All right, we could go on for hours with this.
This could literally go on for a week.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. You people are just as twisted as us. We appreciate that.
All right. we got to move on.
No, Abby. No. We said it. I'm not saying it again. I'm probably getting fired for it. Amber, you know what I mean.
Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hey to Jacqueline. Good morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
All right. So Jacqueline from Brandenburg. She's got blonde hair, drives a GMC Arcadia, and has been married 12 years. No 12-year itch for you, right, Jacqueline?
That's correct.
Well, she wouldn't admit it on the radio, I'm guessing. Yeah, I'm miserable. No. Let's play the game.
Let's do that.
You never know. And people always think that she's giving them an alias when she gives them her name.
Well, I got married, and before I got married, I always went by Jackie. And I got married, and my name became Jackie Jackson.
Oh, Jackie Jackson.
J- Jackie Jackson. That sounds like either a private detective or a reporter.
Yes.
I like that.
Jackie Jackson. Jackie, could you report to us from Brandenburg what you're seeing outside now, like a news reporter would do?
Well, currently I'm sitting in the parking lot of a bank because we are in the middle of nowhere, and if I did not pull over when I got through, I would very likely lose you.
Back to the studio.
All right. So, Jackie, little kid or drunk adult, Kelly, describe what she's going to be doing.
Okay, Jackie Jackson, you are going to be hearing some stories, and you have to figure out if the story occurred when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Your first one.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
I threw up on the E.T. ride at Universal Studios.
I mean, gosh, who hasn't?
Oh.
Right? All right, Jackie, what do you think?
I am going to go with little kid.
All right, little kid. Kelly, what do you think?
I'll say drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
Oh, it's worse if you threw up on a kid on that ride.
Yeah.
I mean, as a lesson, you probably shouldn't pound them and then go on roller coaster rides.
Oh, no, sir.
Right.
I smuggled vodka into a trip with my brother's family, and nobody knew I was hammered until I came back around to the beginning of the ride with barf all over my shirt. My little nephew was traumatized, and that was back in the late 90s, and I haven't vacationed with him since.
Dang. All right.
Ruined vacations ever since.
All right, Jackie, you're 0-for-1. Let's try to turn it around here, all right?
Okay.
All right. Little kid, drunk adult.
I sneezed in a boy's face right before our first kiss.
Oh, who hasn't done that?
That's great. I am going to go again with little kid.
All right, so.
Yeah, because she said boy. So yes. I'll say little kid, too.
All right, both of you say little kid.
I was a little kid. I was...
There it is.
Yes. There it is, yes.
You got it. Yep, little kid.
Like in sixth grade, and I was at the mall with a boy, and my parents were waiting outside to pick me up. And my boyfriend tried to give me a kiss, but he didn't realize that when I get nervous, I sneeze a lot, and I just sprayed right in his face.
Oh, no.
And I was so mortified. I just like, well, gotta go, bye. And I ran out, and he never got the first kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
In sixth grade, you should be kissing. I'm just saying.
Right.
Right?
Jackie, when was your first kiss? How old were you?
Oh, gosh. I think I was in the fifth grade.
I was sixth grade, Billy Baker, behind the elementary school at recess.
Oh,
I was in my classroom at the sink.
Good for you.
This is fun.
I like this.
This is a fun discussion.
I like this game. All right, Jackie, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I set a cage full of hamsters free in a pet store.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
is that a
cage? That one's hard.
Yes.
That is difficult.
If you know what I mean.
Well, then, I'm going to go with drunk adult.
All right. So Jackie says drunk adult. Kelly, what do you say?
Isn't it astonishing how quickly the show can get derailed? Okay. I'm going to say drunk adult.
Setting a cage full of hamsters free.
I was a drunk adult.
There it is.
After I got too hammered at a Saturday brunch, and on the way to his apartment, he needed to stop to get his dog at the groomers before they closed. And it was in this, like, pet store. And he didn't want to leave me in the hot car. So he was like, just come in with me. Like, just let me get the dog, and that's it. So when he was getting the dog, I tried to kiss a hamster after opening its cage, and it didn't like that, so it bit my lip, and I knocked the cage over, letting three more hamsters escape, and couldn't get them back in the cage, and left immediately.
Oh, wow.
Wow, what an ordeal.
She's like, you had one job, just stand there.
That's all you had to do. All right, well, hey, congratulations, Jackie, you win.
Yay!
Thank you for playing. And now, team building exercises are great. You know, they can bring a team together, a group there at office together, and you know, you can see each other in a different way, right?
Yeah, and that can, you know, translate, spill over to helping you guys work better together.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily supposed to send people to the hospital.
Oh no!
Yeah, this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
Oh, it's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without having your employees walk on hot coals for team building, you're doing okay.
What in the world? Who signed off on that?
Legit, this is a scene from the old sitcom The Office.
Who among you has the guts to replace me? Let him walk across these coals.
I'm gonna do it. And I fully expect to burn my feet and go to the hospital. That's the right spirit when doing a coal walk, right?
Yeah, so legit, that was a scene out of The Office, and it's like life imitates art. In Switzerland, 25 people had to be treated for burns after team-building exercise where they had to walk across hot coals.
Oh, my gosh. And I guess, you know, everyone was just like, what? Okay, well, I guess I can't be the person that says I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, so they were legit at some sort of private retreat by a lake, which is oddly similar to the scene I just played you from The Office.
Oh, my gosh.
And
so I'm guessing they had to have, like, whoever came up with this idea had to have been a fan of that show and thought, you know what? Great idea. Let's do that.
Yeah, but no. Like, that scene, you see that scene doesn't work out well.
No, it doesn't. That should literally be a cautionary tale.
Yeah, still not really sure how so many people got burned. 13 of them had to go to the hospital with burns to their feet. The other 12 were treated by paramedics at the scene. But, dang.
So, yeah, like, was it all in, like, a huge pit? They all jumped on it together? And okay, let's 1, 2, 3, let's all do it.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like in The Office, Dwight tries to walk across it and falls. And
yeah, no. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And
no.
It's crazy.
Do not do this.
Yeah,
do not do this.
That's why it's a setting the bar story. I mean, I would rather drink and throw axes than try to walk across some coals.
Sure. Oh, okay. When you say it like that, drink and throw axes. That doesn't sound like the safest option either.
I mean, but literally, we've done that, so it's all good.
Sure.
So, yeah, setting the bar. Team building exercises are great. Let's not send people to the hospital with them, okay?
Yeah, let's maybe leave hot coals out of it. OMG.
But again, what a great scene from The Office.
Who among you has the guts to replace me? Let him walk across these coals.
I mean, you can hear the fire crackling in the background.
Was it the same episode where then they dressed up in the sumo suits and were like fighting each other?
I think that
it looked like it.
No, I think that was the episode, and Andy fell into the lake and then got lost because he just floated down the lake and no one found him. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
99.7 DJX.
Social media, you can find us at Ben and Kelly Show. Sometimes you shoot us messages, some DMs. Hey there, Kim.
Good morning.
Hey, so thanks for letting us talk to you about this and reaching out. Kind of walk through what you sent us.
Okay, so I have this lovely best friend, love her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Delightful person in all kinds of ways. But there is just like this one tiny little yet super irritating thing about her. And I'm wondering, you know, if I should mention it to her or how I do it.
Okay, what is it?
She's like a horrible storyteller.
Oh, like,
no. Oh, that?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, news fest. Like, too many important, like, unimportant details, like, never really gets to the good stuff. Storyteller.
Oh, okay.
They're always, like, you know what I mean? Like, the you had to be there type stories, or, like, literally just have no point.
Yeah.
So, for example, last week, a bunch of us were at dinner, and someone asked her about her vacation. She went on vacation to Florida.
Sure.
Someone asked her about it. And she spent like a good 5 minutes describing how difficult it was to find a parking place at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, she gave us like this super detailed story about having to repack her bag to get through security. And like, you know, at which point someone like gently asked her to tell us about the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So what about the actual vacation?
I know. It was excruciating. So, like, she's just so, like, she's such a nice person. And, you know, it's hard to get irritated, but I do find myself, you know, like drifting off and thinking about other things once she launches into a story.
Oh, no.
I call, uh-huh. All right.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just wondering, should I say something to her or, you know, and, you know, if yes, how? Because it's really important that I don't hurt her feelings. But I don't want to not include her in, you know, our conversations either. So, I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that is really tough because I know if somebody said that to me, I'd be devastated and be like, I'm not telling another story ever again. I'd shut it down.
Oh, God. Right. Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah. So, Kim, maybe you just, oh, gosh. I almost want to say, hey, if you want to save the friendship, don't say anything to her and just bear through it.
Really?
I know that's not the answer you want to hear, but I don't know if there is a nice way to say, hey, your storytelling's not great.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. Unless
you're Bert Kreischer. Bert Kreischer talks about this. He like tells some of his friends if they are not a good storyteller, he says, listen, this is what you need to do to make that story better. He even like suggests putting things that didn't happen in the stories just to make them better.
Yeah, comedian Bert Kreischer. Yeah, I tell you, we do have several people like texting in, and maybe we can help you out. But I think unless you're just like, hey, you know, Janet, I don't know if that's her name, but Janet, tell us about Florida. I don't have a lot of time, so give us like the 60-second version.
But what if you're sitting there at a leisurely dinner? They know you have time.
I don't know. All right. Well, hey, Kim, thank you. And I would say, just twiddle your thumbs and just try to grin and bear it. But
maybe some listeners have some sort of a way, words you can use that gently suggest how to make stories better without like telling her she currently sucks at it and hurting her feelings.
Oh, man, I hope so. This is like really excruciating, honestly.
All right, Kim. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Holly texts in, send her the music Ben plays when someone goes on and on and on. It's like drool over. No. That's the
No. Yes, go on. Tell me more about your trip to Florida.
Oh, my God. we got another text. First of all, she's not one to talk. I was thinking about what I was going to have for dinner the whole time she was talking. Oh, no, I don't think this is helping. Andrew, the love doctor, said it's an easy fix, but then he didn't tell us what the easy fix is.
Well, yeah, so I don't see it as something to worry about. She's got a strength in other ways, obviously, because she's a best friend of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie said, you know, could maybe you ask questions to guide her stories while she's telling it?
It's hard sometimes when people don't leave a breath to do that. And I don't know if this...
That's when you jump in.
If that's her friend or not. And, you know, it sometimes feels weird, you know, cutting them off to say, get to the point.
You, like she said, that makes you seem interested and also helps guide the story.
Yeah, that is true.
I think that's a good practical way to approach it. No.
I'm sorry, Kelly, what did you say?
We're not sending that music. It's so mean.
Brittany even said, I used to work with a girl like that, told nonstop stories all day to all of us. Boss secretly suggested we invest in headphones.
Oh, gosh. It's just so mean. So if you work in a place and you notice a lot of people are wearing headphones, do you sit there and reevaluate your storytelling skills?
I have noticed accidentally that I, and unintentionally, but sometimes someone's talking to me and I'll put headphones on.
Really?
That's like a big, hey, you're done.
Yes, I'm tuning out now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I have.
No, you do that in the show, but that's because you have to. The song's running out. Yeah, but do you do that outside of the show?
Yeah, if I am working here in the studio and I'm doing stuff right and someone comes in, you know, they'll ask a quick question, I'll answer, but then I'll just put my headphones on and it's like, all right.
Oh, like they're lingering, like they maybe still have more to say and you shut it down.
And I'm like, nope, we're done. We're done. So I don't know if any of those suggestions. Again, Kim, I would just say, hey, look, maybe ask a couple questions that help guide the conversation, but
I think
I wouldn't worry.
Suggestions the best.
I wouldn't worry. too much about it. We used to do this sort of thing quite frequently on our show, and it's been a minute since we've done it, but got my wheels turning because we just get a random voice note from a listener the other day that was just a random confession. And I was like, all right, well, you know, I mean, sometimes you just got to tell someone, so why not tell a radio station, right?
Sure, why not?
I do something illegal when I drive.
Okay. Immediately, okay. Though, it's like, all right, so what do? Speed?
Proceed with caution.
Yeah, exactly.
I drive through red left turn arrows. I do it only because I can tell no one's coming, and I refuse to sit there and be told to sit there to wait for 2 minutes until I can get a green arrow when I know no one is coming in the traffic. So I only do it when it's safe, you know, because I got things to do. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just sit there all day when there's no one around.
I feel like I recognize that voice, but... So, okay, I understand his pain because...
I get it. It is annoying, and I've had to stop my husband a couple of times from doing that. Like, no, 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 it's red. You can't go yet. There's nobody coming!
I know, exactly. I feel his pain. I feel his pain. So, it's a... If you want to get it off your chest, an anonymous confession, I want to start with a couple that I found online. My dad is in his late 70s, and every Father's Day, I buy him a top quality tool that I think is awesome. He loves them, but I'm also playing the long game.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Because my wife would never let me buy expensive tools for myself. So
someday they're going to be mine.
Long game is,
oh,
Pops,
man.
Passes away and he gets them.
Dang. Dibs, though, when you don't need these anymore.
Another one. When I wander around a store and then leave without buying anything, I walk out extra slowly to demonstrate I haven't stolen anything.
Oh, yes. Like, see, look, I know it's unusual. People don't walk out of here without a bag.
I know. I
don't have anything in my pockets. You can do a pat down.
I do feel self-conscious. Like, if I walk into a store and I kind of walk around, I'm like, nope, the store didn't have what I wanted.
I'm annoyed that they didn't have what I needed.
Yeah, but I always think in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, I didn't steal anything, you know, and I just continue walking out.
Yeah.
Another one. My wife will audibly explain to our dog on just how I've screwed something up within earshot of me. Now I pretend not
to. So passive aggressive.
It really is. Yes, David had no idea that the screen door locks. I pretend not to care, but when she goes out, I sit the dog down and give him my side of the story.
Oh my gosh. The dog's just like, okay, which one of you is just going to give me a treat?
Okay, listen, Fiona, here's my take on this, okay? This is why I did this.
He's like, yes, Poppy and Piper. Yes, Daddy drove Mommy's car and brought it back with an empty tank. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Isn't that weird?
Isn't that? This is so strange. I mean, the gaslight is on. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
He can see the gaslight, can't he? Yeah.
That he doesn't see it there.
Here's a treat.
Here's another. Just anonymous confessions. My car was full of junk, so I needed to clear it out for a service. So I rented a storage unit for a month so I didn't have to sort things.
Oh, my gosh.
That was 4 years ago. I've been paying monthly ever since. It's cost me over $5,000 so far. The value of the contents, probably under $200.
Holy cow. Because you're lazy and didn't want to go through your stuff and go to Goodwill, you paid $5,000 for 4 years of storage. Wow.
Could you imagine?
You deserve that. That's stupid tax.
I mean, is that a dude or a woman? That's a dude,
no,
right?
No, it's got to be a dude. That's a dude move right there. There's no woman in her right mind that, listen, I am every couple of months going through stuff that I can get rid of and take to Goodwill. There is no way a woman just rented a storage. First of all, that's a lot of effort to go through renting a storage space, because then you got to physically move everything into the storage space.
Right.
Why not just physically move everything into a couple piles?